This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Said that being able to freely call into a radio health talk show and ask a question about one's health can be a liberating and awesome experience, don't you know? And did I mention, by the way, the part about getting health advice from a licensed doctor for free 99? You're invited to help me help you. Got a health problem? A health challenge? Not feeling well? And you just don't know where to turn or what to do? Well, I'm here for you. We're going to open up the phone lines for open line health questions. Whether you need a first, second, or third opinion regarding a health problem or quagmire or health challenge that is going on in your life right now, I'm here for you. Call in on our toll-free number as we open up the phone lines for any and all health-related questions from heel pain to headaches, gout to gallbladder problems, erectile dysfunction to eczema, and all points in between. Our number into the program nationwide, 1-888-553-7262. 1-888-55, and then on your touchtone phone, Dr. Bob, D-R-B-O-B. That's 888-553-7262. Coming up this hour, we have the health alternative of the week, outrage of the week, the product warning of the week, and the health mystery of the week. I want to again thank Dr. Cass Ingram for joining us last hour. His new book out, The COVID-19 Vaccine, The Real Truth Revealed. You should have a copy of this for your own health-related library. You can check it out on his website at Cass Ingram, all one word, Cass, C-A-S-S, Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M, CassIngram.com. And if you're interested in getting or learning about or obtaining any of the biocidal nutritional nutraceutical products he talked about that have been helping people reduce their risk of all things viral, including COVID and the common cold and influenza, well, just look to the health food and health grocery store nearest to where you live and go into the nutrition section and look for the North American herb and spice products like oreganol and oregaresp and all the other ones that he mentioned while he was on the show with us. We've been talking about it since day one over a year ago. And the wise people who have been listening have picked up on it and have been protecting themselves. We're going to begin this hour with a discussion on why you should not laminate your vaccine card if you get one just yet. Now, Dr. Cass Ingram and myself, we support anybody who chooses to get a vaccine. We personally, he and I, and and others choose not to for a whole variety of reasons, which he laid out last hour and I have discussed on the show. But I'm not trying to talk people into not getting vaccines. That's not my job. My job and my mission is to present facts and information that you may not hear about or learn about or be disclosed anywhere else other than on this radio show and others like it. Much of this information that we just talked about is being shielded from you, is being hidden from you, is not being told to you with the hope that you choose to get a vaccine. It's a multi-billion dollar business. Now, some people think that the drug companies are out there altruistically trying to help save mankind. Really? You really think that? When you see the colored history of these pharmaceutical companies, and they do some good things too, of course, it's not all bad, but when it comes to some of the fraudulent activity that they have been involved in and caught in and been fined, it is deep. You must study it in order to understand it. And both Dr. Cass Ingram and myself, we understand it. So we have that little bit of distrust against it all. But in this case, a lot of people are getting these vaccines, and if you choose to get one, that's your choice. But at least protect yourself from the adverse side effects of it by at least knowing about these products that we're talking about that can help neutralize and help your body to recover. And don't vaccinate, or rather don't laminate, I should say, this vaccine card just yet, because experts are warning you may need to add a booster to the vaccine that you may have already had, whether it's the Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson, the AstraZeneca, whatever it may be. You may need to have another one, because one is never enough. Another one. May need a booster, because why? Variants. The word variants should say something. It says that viruses are always changing. They're always trying to survive in a hostile environment, so they change. Therefore, the experts are saying over the next 6 months to 9 months to a year that these vaccines that are currently rolling out are going to be worthless. They're not going to work at all. And then you're going to be invited to go back to wherever you went in the first place to get another vaccine and another booster, which means you can't laminate your vaccine card because it'll be outdated. There will be errors on it that need to be fixed. Oh, yeah, that's essentially what they're talking about. As the number of Americans vaccinated against COVID-19 increase, more and more people are receiving the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention's little white cards. And they think they've now got a passport to life again. Well, several companies, including Staples and Office Depot, are offering to even laminate your vaccine cards. Isn't that nice? For free through the month of April to protect your card from getting frayed or having you spill coffee on it. However, health experts are now saying you should think twice before doing that, because guess what? The little plastic coating that is on it may be needing to be ripped off because it may be outdated. And they say the plastic coating prevents errors from being fixed, and you may not be able to add information about the booster shots, the shots that you are going to be encouraged to get in the very near future that you may not have known about when this whole thing started. I mean, some people are going to, you know, it's like somebody going into back surgery. The doctor says, oh, yeah, I can just, you've got that back pain. I'm going to fix you up. Come on in. Come on down. And I'll do this, you know, one little Band-Aid. I'll put a little incision. We'll do laparoscopic surgery. You're going to be good as the day you were born. Probably better. And then that back surgery fails about 60 to 70% of the time. That's conservative. And then you have to have another back surgery and another and another. And you look in the rearview mirror and you go, what was I thinking when I got this back surgery? Now I'm into my fourth surgery. I'm on pain-killing opioids and I'm having to attend these classes and commiserate miserably with all these other people who now have chronic pain secondary to failed back surgery. And you're kicking yourself in the head wondering why you did this in the first place. Why you had faith, confidence, and belief in a system that was based on art and philosophy and soft science. Meaning they can't guarantee anything. It's not ethical. And they know they can't anyway because most of it doesn't work. This is the same situation. Don't laminate those vaccine cards just yet because you're going to need more vaccines. Because why? Well, viruses change. And they will tell you that that's why you will come down with COVID unless you get the booster. And another one, and another one, and another one. In fact, they're already doing it. Those people will go, wait a minute. I got the COVID vaccine and I got COVID-19. What in the heck is going on here? Well, you know, you were that 5% that it didn't work on. Or that virus must have changed somewhere along the line and the vaccine just didn't protect you. I'm so sorry. Could you come down for another one now, another flavor? How about if you tried the Johnson? How's the AstraZeneca doing for you? You took the Pfizer? You need the Moderna. I can see it all. It's just such a scammy dance. I'm not going to be part of that dance. But you can. It's your choice. I will support you if you choose to. But at least do things to counter it, which we talked about last hour with Dr. Ingram. If you missed it, it'll be in the podcast library at drbob.com as of this Wednesday. Go listen to it all over again. We're coming back with the alternative. Stay tuned.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though. If calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief. Only from Terry Naturally. The award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I woke up still, I'm dead again today. The news said I was gone to my dismay. Don't bury me, I've got a show to play.
And I welcome you back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. And if you like what you hear, please keep this show out there with your friends. Let them know about it. your social media platform, send that message out. So in the coordinates of how people can listen into the show, the best place to listen to this show is on the radio station you're listening to. And the best way to refer people to it is to jot down the call letters of the radio station you're listening to in the city where you're at, the frequency on the dial, AM or FM, and the also the time of the day. And tell as many people as you can. They're going to thank you for it later. All right, now before we get to the health alternative of the week, I'm going to go to the phones. And if you want to join us in the remaining 40 minutes left in the program, should you have a question about your health or a health-related comment, call in now, 888-553-7262. Toll-free nationwide, 1-888-55-DR-BOB or 888-553-7262. All right, next up on the phone is Susan. She's calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Susan. Hello.
Hi, Dr. Bob. Thank you for your show, and thanks for all the information you share. I appreciate it.
Yes, you're welcome.
I'm almost 75 years old, relatively healthy that I know of. I'm on thyroid medication, and I would like to get off of it. Is there... The doctor says I'm on it for life, but.
Well, how long have you been on your? How long have you been on the thyroid hormone support?
About 8 months, or no, 8 years. Sorry.
8 years. Okay, and your doctor's correct then. Once you're on thyroid hormone support, whether it's Synthroid or Euthroid or whatever it may be, levothyroid, you're going to be on it more than a year. It's pretty much lights out. There's no turning back. The thyroid will shut down, and you'll need some support. But I wouldn't worry too much about it, because thyroid, if it's properly managed, is probably the least toxic medical drug, especially hormone drug, that you can take. But at the same time, when your thyroid is not working, and whether it's low or high, and in this case I assume it's a low thyroid function, because most people are, your thyroid affects every cell of your body. It's the largest endocrine organ you have. So if it goes south on you, boy, it can really affect everything from your weight to your thinking process to your skin. Just every cell is impacted by your thyroid gland. But the goal here is to optimize your thyroid function, even that which may still be going underneath the thyroid medication, by understanding that certain things will sabotage that which is still working. For example, caffeine. People don't realize that using caffeine, it impacts negatively thyroid function. We're talking about the conversion of something called T4 to T3. It interferes with that conversion. Sugar also adversely affects it, so eating sweets, and as much as I hate to say it, people who eat way too many, and you can do this if you have thyroid problems, way too many of the cruciferous vegetables, such as cabbage and kale and collard greens and Brussels sprouts and kale and mustard greens, they have certain vegetables that interfere or block thyroid hormones. So what you can do, though, is measure your thyroid function, even though you're on thyroid support, using Dr. Broda Barnes' basal temperature test, which is where you use a oral thermometer, not a digital one. You can find an oral one, and you put it under your armpit first thing in the morning before you get out of bed, before you stir, and you measure that for about 5 days in a row, and then you average that reading. You know, you take five and then you divide days in a row, you write it all down, you add those numbers up, and then you divide by five the days that you took the reading, and you should get an average reading daily, Susan, of about 97.8 to 98.2. There's a very close range that you need to fit into, and if you're under that, the thyroid drug that you're taking, the medication, is probably not enough, or the wrong one. If it's higher, you may be taking too much of it, and then your doctor will need to decide on another drug. But an easy way to monitor that in combination with blood tests and symptoms are a good way to find out how regulated your thyroid gland is. So look up Dr. Broda Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, Dr. Broda Barnes, very famous endocrinologist, and his way of measuring it with the Barnes basal temperature test. And then you can monitor that and report that information back to your doctor. And if the doctor doesn't have any answers, you might just whisper in his ear, hey, doctor, why don't you try a time-released T3 instead of the whatever you're using right now. Maybe it'll work better. Time-released T3, which is ultimately where the rubber hits the road with thyroid function. And that way your doctor will understand you have the wish to feel, function, and perform better by getting your thyroid working in an optimal direction.
Okay. The only thing, I don't have a lot of symptoms, but weight is the big one.
Right, and you may be under-medicated right now, and that's why I'm saying to you, if you measure that thyroid with that underarm temperature, not a digital thermometer, it has to be oral, the one that you used to put underneath the tongue, and it may be hard to find one of those, but they're out there. Measure it 5 days in a row, then you divide it by five, you add it all up, divide by five, and you should hit that sweet zone, 97.8 to 98.2, and if it goes below that on a five-day average, you're being under-medicated. Or it's the wrong thyroid medication. Do you follow me?
Yep, I've got it all done.
And that may be sabotaging your weight. Now, make sure you're exercising and eating correctly and doing other lifestyles that help you out, because you don't want to just rely on the pill to take care of this problem.
Right. No, I'm trying all of that. So.
All right.
I'll get rid of the caffeine. I just have one cup a day, but I'll dump that.
Well, or switch it up to maybe go with a green tea, less caffeine, and a lot more benefit.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so very much. I do appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thank you for your call, Susan. Good. Take good care.
Thank you, Dr. Bond. Bye-bye.
Bye now. All right, that opens up another line. Call in now with your health-related question or your health comment at 1-888-553-7262. 888-55-DR-BOB, 1-888-553-7262. It's time now for the Health Alternative of the Week. The Health Alternative of the Week. Please don't use weed killer that's got glyphosates and other things in it. Toxic. You know, you might be having problems with weeds in your yard, and you're scared of chemicals found in the heavy-duty weed killers that are harmful to yourself and your family, your pet, and the environment. You should be. Glyphosate is a hazardous chemical that's in so many of these weed killers out there, and you don't need to be using it to kill weeds. This chemical has been proven to be a cancer-causing substance and can be detrimental to the health of humans and animals. In short, glyphosate, like in Roundup, can cause headaches, drowsiness, nausea, gastrointestinal problems, and it's not the only chemical found in weed killers. There's many of them. Here's the health alternative of the week. It's called Green Gobbler. Green Gobbler is a natural solution made with vinegar to help reclaim your yard and protect your garden and not put your body at risk with all this pollution with these cancer-causing agents and these weed killers. Not the typical white vinegar, however, that you find at the grocery store. This contains 5% that the normal in the grocery stores, I should say, contains about 5% acetic acid and 95% water. It's strong. It's not really strong enough for the weeds. You need a higher concentration of the acetic acid to take down the tough weeds, and that's where 20% vinegar kills these weeds that are reliable. It's called Green Gobbler. This stuff works, and you can check it out to find out more about it by going over to naturalgrocers.com, naturalgrocers.com, and look for Green Gobbler, the natural weed killer, the health alternative of the week. Green Gobbler, natural weed killer at naturalgrocers.com. Be right back.
Dr. Bob Martin here for Toomey Health Products. Founded by Olympic gold medalist Bill Toomey, he has a couple of great CBD products. As a physician, I recommend CBD to my listeners to help improve sleep, manage inflammation, and stop painful joints and muscles, reduce anxiety. And did you know that CBD, according to scientific research, reduces your risk of heart problems by helping blood vessels stay relaxed? Tumi Health R10 caps and R10 plus topical cream are safe, effective, and non-hallucinogenic. Don't be fooled by companies claiming to have high concentrations of CBD. Rely only on Tumi Health CBD products. Find out how you can get a one-month supply of R10 capsules and R10 Plus topical cream for free by calling 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391. 833-866-6391 or TumiHealth.com. That's Tumi, T-O-O-M-E-Y, Health.com. It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb & Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. Now, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb & Spice.
Everybody's gonna make mistakes, but everybody's got a choice to make. Everybody needs a leap of faith. When are you taking yours? What are you in for?
Well, if you haven't figured it out yet, this is a healing zone where people tune in each week to learn about the latest news and information about health and wellness, and most importantly, got to get healthy and stay healthy naturally. So if you have a health concern, a problem, you can become independently healthy as opposed to dependently sick just by getting the right information and getting back on track, and that's what we are all about. That's our mission. That's our goal. Resurrecting your good health safely and naturally. So glad you decided to get back to feeling good again. And we can get started with the conversation right here, right now. Should you have a health concern, whether it be anxiety to arthritis, psoriasis to prostate problems, acid reflux to acne, it doesn't matter. It all comes up here on the show. Our number into the program, and I'll do my best to help you out if you ask a question. Or if you'd like to make a health comment, that's fine, too. The number again, 1-888-553-7262. 1-888-55-DR-BOB or 1-888-553-7262. We'll get back to your calls and questions in a moment. First, this week's installment of the Health Outrage of the Week.
Jeez, I don't believe it. Oh, come on. It's time for the Health Outrage, because it's nothing but...
It's outrageous. Once again, the CDC shooting themselves in the foot with another contradiction. It's like a ping pong game. U.S. health chiefs backtrack on CDC's bold claim that vaccinated people do not carry the virus and say evidence isn't clear after officials study reveals Pfizer and Moderna's jab. Of course, they brag about stopping 95% of infections, which they don't. They don't stop any infections. They only are earmarked to help turn down the symptoms once you get the infection. And in fact, Dr. Peter Doocy says that it's far from 95% effective, according to their claims. Now, the CDC chief, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, you've seen her on TV a lot lately, made that false claim that vaccinated people do not carry the virus. That's what she said in an interview. But the jury is still out on whether they can totally prevent the transmission, these vaccines, if they work at all. In fact, according to this Dr. Peter Doocy, a Johns Hopkins scientist, senior editor of the British Medical Journal and professor of pharmaceutical health services at the University of Maryland School of Pharmacy, he says the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine efficacy, which means how they work, come a long way away from 95%. He claims that it can be as low as 29 to 31% efficacy at stopping the symptoms of COVID. So much for the 90 to 95% you've all been hearing and all have been spoon-fed, thinking that you're bulletproof if you get the vaccine. Well, you already know you're not bulletproof. That's why they're already pushing out the boosters and the additional vaccines, that they only last so many months. And now you have all the variants. Get in line, roll up the sleeve, get ready to be shot up again, get ready to be poked again with all the ingredients in these vaccines from, you name it. We talked about it last hour with Dr. Cass Ingram. If you missed last hour, oh my gosh. Go back and listen to it in the podcast library, which are recordings of shows that have already occurred, like as in last hour. It'll be posted up on my website as of this coming Wednesday at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor when you log in, D-O-C-T-O-R-Bob.com. And then go to the podcast library. You'll see it on one of the buttons at the very top. Roll down, listen to the entirety of the interview that I did with researcher, extraordinaire, author, Dr. Cass Ingram, who's a physician who knows a lot about this and studies it ostensibly. And he laid it out today. Wow, a lot of people are going, whoa, I didn't know that. I should have known that. I feel bad about it. And that, ladies and gentlemen, qualifies as the health outrage of the week. Once again, the CDC backtracking on, you know, a bold claim. The director of the CDC, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, making statements that were just as bogus as it could be. And even the pharmaceutical companies jumped all over her based on that claim. All right. We're going to get back to calls and questions in just a little bit. Stand by. But I wanted to begin this segment of the show talking about the future of cancer for Americans. Looks bleak. Everybody hears, oh, we're making all these great strides in combating cancer. Cancer's down. It's going away. We're winning the battle. Just send more money. Nixon said that, too, when? A long time ago. At first glance, you know, it appears that little will change between now and 2040 when it comes to the types of cancers that people develop and that kill them. A new forecast is showing breast, melanoma, which is skin cancer, lung cancer, and colon cancers are expected to be the most common types of cancer in the United States, and patients die most often from lung, pancreatic, liver, and colorectal cancers, according to the latest projections. But beneath the surface, changes are occurring due to a shift in the nation's top causes of cancer. and those trends are likely to affect treatment and research for decades. That's what experts are predicting here. Lung cancer cases and deaths are expected to continue to decline, most likely due to the success of changing somebody's behavior. Nothing that was done in the medical profession has done this. It's about people not smoking cigarettes or smoking cigars. I mean, people who get lung cancer from smoking cigarettes and cigars and pipes wonder why they got the cancer. However, the deaths from obesity-related cancers, and here's the big one, obesity-related cancers, that means if you're overweight, you have a higher risk of developing pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, and colon cancer. They are projected to hold steady and or increase. As we get larger and bigger and our society continues to become more overweight, more cancers. In general, researchers expect the cancer cases will continue to increase overall in the United States as the population becomes larger and grayer. Of course, a lot of Americans believe, well, if I get cancer, I'll just go in and get chemo. Yeah, that's it. I'll just have them go in and cut it out. I'll have them radiate it, just take care of it, and then I'll leave, and then I'll be just fine. No, that's not how it works. Everybody knows it. Cancer therapy is about 3% effective. Chemo, that is, the most common form, 3% effective, 97% failure. You really want to take those risks? Time to change it up. All right, we're coming right back. It's the Dr. Bob Martin Show.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Thank you for taking the time to tune in to the Dr. Bob Martin Show, and congratulations for your decision to do something positive for your precious health. You're invited to sit back and enjoy learning about interesting and compelling health information Dr. Martin provides. Or please, feel free to call into the show right now with a question about your own personal health, or ask a question on behalf of someone else you care about. No worries, though, if calling into a public health talk show is not your cup of tea, we get that. However, if you have a health challenge and would like to discuss it privately with Dr. Bob Martin, the good news is, you can. Dr. Martin would be delighted to speak with you privately by phone. Simply call 800-606-8822. 800-606-8822. That's toll free, 800-606-8822. And request an appointment time with Dr. Martin. Call now and get started on your journey back to health. 800-606-8822. Toll free, 800-606-8822.
But you dance, 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 feel like a good creeping up on you.
next hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. If you like what you hear, tell others about the program. And through the week, you can have access, unfettered access, to my website where there's lots of health-related articles and other important information at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and open-line health-related questions. Next up is Michael. He's calling in from Tennessee. Welcome to the program, Michael. Hello.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have an allergy-related question. It's me and my daughter both. She's 2. I'm 32. And every day of the year, we experience problems with allergies to the point a lot of times we'll wake up and coughing fits, and other times we will actually throw up mucus. And I've talked to our primary doctor. He just keeps saying, keep trying different medications, which we've tried them all. So
I wonder if it's a situation where is it mostly when you're in your domicile, when you're in your home? Is it when you're indoors? Are you better off when you're outdoors? Or have you noticed when you're in a hotel room or traveling or at someone else's house, the allergies don't affect you as much as when you're in your own home?
Well, no, I haven't noticed. It seems to always be bad. So whether it's cold outside, hot outside, or whatever. Now, we live in the mountains in Tennessee, so we got it all here. But the only thing I haven't tried is the shots. So I'm wondering if that would help or...
It's possible. Those shots don't... I mean, yeah, you're talking about shots against environmental allergies, meaning stuff that's in the air, blowing around in the air. So, yeah, you know, whether it be pine or whatever it may be, the prevailing particulates that are in the air floating around that you're breathing in. But I would investigate the home. We spend, 90% of our time indoors, and sometimes it could be as simple as the air filter system of your home may be clogged up or not clean. There could be fungus, mold, and yeast somewhere in the house that you're not aware of that keeps becoming activated and creating these allergic responses. I would take a look at the bedding that you are sleeping on, the pillows. Are they duck? Are they down? Do you have allergies? Do you have any cats? Do you have any dogs? You know, what could be some of the common denominators? And then just start going down that list. Now, there are substantial ideas behind certain foods causing allergies year-round. You keep eating the same foods year-round, and there's a way to test for those, doing a blood test called ELISA Act, and you can eliminate the foods that you're taking in that may be creating an allergic response. You can also take things that can give you kind of an antihistamine effect, like taking extra vitamin C with quercetin, or an herb called nettle, or an herb called butterbur, or an amino acid called N-acetylcysteine, or vitamins B5, B6. These are all things that help tamp down the allergic histamine reaction, much like what your doctor's trying to do with drugs, except they're not successful. Maybe something more gentle and natural might do the job, but environmentally, you got to look at that. Look at the outside, look at the inside, eliminate that which you can, what you're eating that could be allergic, the inside the house, or maybe the environment. I would look at all of it and see what happens over time, and that'd be the best bet at this point in time. All right, Michael, thank you for your phone call. Speaking of sinuses and allergies, chronic sinus inflammation appears to alter brain activity. The millions of people who have chronic sinusitis deal not only with stuffy noses and headaches, they are also commonly struggling to focus and experience depression and other symptoms that implicate the brain's involvement in their illness. New research links sinus inflammation with alterations in brain activity, specifically with the neural networks that modulate our ability to remember and cognition and introspection and response to external stimuli. This is a paper, by the way, that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, Otolaryngology, Head, Neck, and Surgery. It's really the first study to study the link between chronic sinus inflammation with a neurobiological change, meaning you're affecting the brain, your memory, your cognition. So if you or somebody you know has chronic sinus problems, which means you struggle with it, you know, not just once in a while, but on a regular basis, I would get started on the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray so that you solve. And most of these fungal, most of these sinus problems, the chronic ones, are fungal and mold to begin with, 80% of the time, according to Mayo Clinic proceedings. They said this years ago that doctors need to quit using antibiotics and doing all this surgery that's not necessary for sinus problems. Everybody's got a deviated septum. They're in there chip, 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 chop, you know, doing procedures when, in fact, it's a fungal or mold infection. And what makes that worse is sugar and alcohol and dairy foods. But using one of these nasal sprays, like the Clear Rescue Nasal Spray or Clear Max Nasal Spray, will get after that infection. And then you do your part of pulling back on the sugar and the alcohol and the dairy foods and cleaning up the environment that you're in and watch the sinus problem go away and watch your memory, your cognition, and other brain-related situations that you may have going on get better. There you have it. All right, when we come back, Health Mystery of the Week, I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief from Terry Naturally is an easy-to-swallow soft gel with results you can feel. Featuring new clinically proven technology, this triple-action pain formula contains time-tested ingredients that will have you enjoying life again in no time. This groundbreaking formula is small in size, but big in results, and it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. A breakthrough in pain relief. Curamed Acute Pain Relief, only from Terry Naturally, the award-winning wellness destination for safe and effective pain relief. Love your results or your money back. Get Curamed Acute Pain Relief at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. Occasional muscle pain due to exercise or overuse. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Are you looking for a healthy response to inflammation but have yet to find one? You're not alone. You're looking for Turmeric Power Plus, made by North American Herb and Spice, a leader in the manufacturing of natural dietary supplements. Turmeric Power Plus is not your normal turmeric-based product. No, this potent formula combines wild raw turmeric, oregano oil, along with ginger and rosemary. That's why it's able to support healthy, full-body inflammation response. Turmeric Power Plus is more powerful than curcumin and turmeric supplements alone. To learn more about Turmeric Power Plus, visit your local health food store or our website, oreganol.com. Oreganol.com. That's oreganol.com. Act now and feel better today with Turmeric Power Plus from North American Herb and Spice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, you can have access to my personal website where we post up news from around the globe that you may not find anywhere else. It's all there at drbob.com. Spell out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. There's Instagram opportunity there, Twitter, all of it's there, drbob.com. All right, now it's time for the health recall of the week, but this one is health warning of the week. It should be a recall. You may have learned about this already. The FDA is now warning of heart problems and cancer with a drug you've been listening to on television for a long time, the arthritis drug called Xeljanz, by none other than the company Pfizer Pharmaceutical, the one that's making the COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer, it's so amazing, these drug companies, they roll out these drugs, get a big stamp of approval by the FDA, and then we find out later on that they cause major problems like cancer and heart attacks. The arthritis and ulcerative colitis drug Xeljanz, you've heard about it on television, could potentially increase the risk of heart-related problems and cancer, according to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Well, I say to them, why didn't they figure this out before they allowed this drug to go into the marketplace in the first place? Why? Because the FDA is the wholly owned subsidiary of these pharmaceutical companies to begin with. Why else do you think this stuff happens? Yeah, brought to you by Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, the makers of the COVID vaccine. If you have faith, confidence, and belief in that, there you go. And we roll right from that over to the health mystery of the week. The health mystery of the week. Apparently, a baby, an Iraqi baby, first boy ever to be born with three penises. That's what doctors are claiming. A boy in Iraq who was born with not one, not two, but three. Three penises is the first child ever proven to have the strange deformity. Doctors in the north of the country near Mosul, Iraq, believe they are the first to ever publish a study detailing a case of human triphilia, which is someone who has three different penises. Doctors said one in every 5 to 6 million boys is born with more than one, with around 100 cases of diphilia, which is two penises, recorded worldwide. But the Iraqi boy is the first to have triphilia, according to a case published in the International Journal of Surgery Case Reports. Strange as that is, it happens. One, two, you only need one. The other two are unnecessary, won't work anyway, it doesn't matter. As strange as that sounds, it is occurring. We don't know why, but that's why it qualified as the health mystery of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until we talk again next week, same time, same place, please make it a healthy day and a healthy week. Remember, you've been listening to the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be well.
It may come as a surprise to learn that virtually all people have some degree of cataract formation in one or both eyes by age 40. Fact is, cataract is a leading cause of blindness in the United States. But here's the good news. Thanks to medical research, there now exists a way to help prevent cataracts from forming and reverse it in some people who already have it with a revolutionary, safe, and effective all-natural eye drop formulation called CanSee. CanSee eye drops contain a special nutrient called N-acetylcarnosine, which was discovered to be depleted in the eyes of cataract sufferers. CanSee has also been found to help glaucoma, floaters, dry eyes, and retinal problems. Think about how important your sight is now and will be in the future. Then decide to protect your precious vision with CanSee eye drops. I personally use CanSee eye drops, and you should too. Call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.